Welcome to Therapeutic Intentions Podcast. My name is Stephanie Dingbaum. I am a mental health therapist, and I am so passionate about all things health and wellness, personal development, and empowering others to be their most authentic and best versions of themselves. Here at Therapeutic Intentions, we are all about having intentional and authentic conversations on whole body health, healing practices, mindset, and ways to uplevel your life so you can truly be the best version of you. If you are a woman, a mom, hope to someday be a mom, a healer, or just in a place where you want to start prioritizing yourself and your health, then this podcast is for you. I am so glad you're here. If you're ready, let's get to it. Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening in. This is episode number 3. I am so excited. I'm just going to be completely honest. I've had such a great day today. As I'm recording this, it is the Friday before Easter. So I hope everyone has a great Easter weekend, but there has just been a lot of great things happening, like with the business. There have been a lot of things coming together lately, and it just feels so personally and professionally rewarding to see things coming together in my business. Like, I can't even tell you. I've been going through a private practice accelerator course with a business coach who I personally just love, and I just cannot believe I've had this opportunity to work with her. It's been such a great and amazing experience. Highly recommend it if you're a therapist and wanting to start your own private practice. So that's been coming together. It's coming to a close next week, and there's just been a lot of amazing things happening as a result of that course. And it's been so fun watching my systems come into place and watching things just come together as they should as a result of all the hard work that I'm putting in. So I'll definitely have to do an episode on that down the road, but that's not what I want to talk about today, but I just had to share. I'm in such a great headspace right now. Perfect time to be doing my next episode. So I'm just going to dive right in. So I know you guys know I'm a mental health therapist, but I feel it's important, you know, we're here on the podcast in general to talk about whole body health and wellness. And, you know, there's so many different avenues we can go down talking about that subject. But I just want to specifically talk about mental health today. And even more specifically than that, I just want to talk about, you know, what's all the hype with therapy? Like, I know there's people out there that say, why do I need to go to a therapist? What is all the hype about seeing a therapist? Why do people think we need to prioritize our mental health? What is the big deal? Why is this so important? So I really want to answer all those questions today. I know that there are a lot of unpopular opinions even around that topic. And so I'm going to go into some of that today as well. But I just feel as a mental health therapist, this is just something that I should talk about. It's close to my heart, both personally and professionally. So we're going to really dive into that today. And complete and full disclosure, yes, I'm talking about this as a therapist, but to be completely honest, I myself have been going to therapy for over 10 years now. So I'm not just preaching to you as a therapist solely. I'm also talking about this subject from the standpoint of somebody who has gone through the healing journey herself. So there's a lot of power behind that. So I'm just going to dive right in. So the big thing I want to talk about around this subject is, you know, why do I need to see a therapist if I can just talk to my best friend, or I can go talk to a girlfriend or a family member who I trust? Like, what is the difference? And I'm here to tell you there's actually a lot of differences. So I'm really going to spend most of the time talking about those differences, but then I'll add some things at the end that I feel are important to mention as well. But I want to say, while it's vital that you have close and personal supports that you can go to when struggling or when you feel like you need to vent, that is absolutely not the same thing as seeing a therapist. Okay. So I just want to throw that out there. Going to friends is just different than seeing a therapist. Friends are there to provide us with emotional support, validate our feelings, tell us that it's normal and okay to feel the way we're feeling. And while you can also get that from a therapist's job is to give you a different view or perspective on things too. So they have this outside view on your life, and that's powerful. So they can really see things from a different perspective than you yourself can see them, because you're living all those things on the, and you're on the inside of it. And therapists can see things that often you can't. So they're willing and able to point things out to you that friends and family might be afraid to point out to you, because maybe they think they're overstepping, or maybe they think you're going to be offended, or, you know, they just aren't comfortable challenging you. But a therapist sometimes will and should challenge you to see things from a different perspective. So those are things you don't get necessarily from a friend. So that's one big difference that I want to hit on. Another reason going to therapy is different from talking to friends or family members is that there's limits to what you can get from a friend's support. So friends will offer you empathy. They'll be understanding. Some friends are really great about providing a listening ear. And again, while you can get all of that from a therapist as well, therapist's role is actually to offer expertise, or to be like coming from an objective standpoint and to provide more effective mental health support than what you would necessarily get from a friend or family member. Like, they've got years of experience and they can give you that objectivity that you can't necessarily get from friends and family, because likely they are going through what you are going through as well. And so they're not on the outside looking in like a therapist is. Another positive of seeing a therapist for support over only talking to friends or family is that issue around confidentiality. So I don't know where you're listening in from, but in rural Iowa, it's like everybody knows everybody's business. Not always a great thing. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I got no secrets. Don't care. But when it comes to your mental health and stressors that you're dealing with, and sometimes just life in general, you don't always want everybody knowing your business. And so a therapist has to keep your information confidential. And typically, therapists come from a non-judgmental stance. So if we're being completely honest, can you really always get non-judgmental feedback from friends? I don't feel like I always can. So you can get that from a therapist. Their job is to come at you from a non-judgmental point of view. And they have to keep that information confidential. So you don't have to worry. When you leave that office, she's not going to call up your friend Jane and be like, OMG, guess what I just found out? That's not going to happen. So that is such a great thing about seeing a therapist, because you cannot guarantee that your friends are going to keep what you're sharing confidential and private. In an ideal world, gosh, I hope so. But that's not always a guarantee, unfortunately. And the fact that a therapist has to keep the information confidential helps clients to then open up more freely, knowing that it can't and it won't go anywhere else. That is a huge plus of that client-therapist relationship that you can't get from a friendship necessarily. Another difference that I want to hit on between talking to a friend and seeing a therapist is just the simple fact that therapists have much more training and experience than typically our friends have had. So to clarify on that a little further, therapists, I'm talking specifically for Iowa, I know it might be different in other states, but therapists have to go through 2 more additional years of schooling, a minimum of 2 more additional years of schooling past college or undergrad. And then on top of that, they have to get a minimum of, for me, it was 4,000 hours of experience in clinical practice. Again, that might be different in other states and for other degrees. I have my LISW, so I know that different licenses have different rules and stuff like that. But just as an example, a minimum of 4,000 hours of experience in clinical practice. You guys, that took me 2.5 years to meet that 4,000 hours. So just putting that into perspective, do your friends have 4,000 hours of experience in clinical practice? Unless you're best friends with a therapist, I doubt it. So I just want you to process that for a minute, because that's a huge difference. The schooling and professional experience alone makes a therapist way more worthy to support you through whatever mental health struggles you are going through, on top of also having friend or family support as well. I mean, there's value behind both, let's be honest. And then one final point I want to hit on under this is I just want to say that, you know, I feel like because of movies, TV shows, things like that, people think that all a therapist does is just sit in a chair and listen to you talk, and then they send you on your way. Well, they collect their payment and then they send you on their way. But that is absolutely not the case. So I just want to explain, like, therapists have tailored and individualized interventions that they use to help you work through whatever struggles you're dealing with or whatever issues you might be dealing with. It's not like we just sit there in a chair and we listen to you vent about your problems and then we tell you good luck and send you on your way. That is not how it goes. There's actual treatment plans that we have to put in place and interventions that we have to be using to help you. And while it's important to have personal friends that you can go to for things in life, a therapist is just not the same thing at the end of the day. They're just not. And so I share all of this and I just hope it helped you to clarify this often like misunderstood perspective that I don't need a therapist. I'll just go to my friend. Okay, fair enough. You might have some things that you might need to work through to help you understand that there are other reasons that we can go to therapists and friends. An additional point that I want to make about therapy and why it's so important is there is a lot of power behind listening. Like, the skill of listening is a lost art. I feel like not a lot of people excel at that skill. And I'll be honest, it's something I continue to work at myself as a practitioner, but a lot of people do not have this skill. There was a time when I was going through grad school where we spent a couple of days in one of my courses working on this skill specifically. Like, literally, we spent a course working on listening. How bizarre is that? Like, but I love it. I'm here for it. And so it made us realize that that's not a skill that comes easily to a lot of us. Like, I am a talker. I love to share. I have things I want to say. But there is a time and a place for talking, just like there's a time and a place for just shutting the lips up and listening. This is what therapists are trained to do. And so you don't always get that from friends and family. Like, I'm going to be the first to admit, I have a few people in my circle that do struggle with the art of listening. It's fine. It's normal. That's normal. But you get that from a therapist. They are trained to know when it's time to just listen and when it's time to provide insight or feedback. And so there is a lot of power behind that. And I just feel like it doesn't get talked about enough. Like, those friendships that I have who truly try to be good listeners, those are powerful friendships. I value those friendships. But you don't always get that. And it's fine. Again, it's way more normal than you know. But it's great that we can get that from a therapist when we're working through things in life, the heavy stuff in life especially. And then from a personal standpoint, I just want to say, I've been told time and time again by friends, by clients, by relatives, even by strangers, I'll hear them say, like, gosh, I just feel so comfortable around you. And that's another thing about being a therapist. When you go to a therapist, part of their job is just to hold space for you. And that's another skill that not a lot of people have. You know, going to a therapist is not always about solving your problems or helping you develop solutions or working through trauma or whatever it might be. Sometimes it really is just having a safe space where you can go, where that practitioner is just truly holding space for you. And I don't know about you, but again, not a lot of people know how to do that. So there's power behind that as well. I also just want to say that when it comes to therapy, while we probably have friends, you probably have friends who can validate your feelings really well. And that is great. That's a great friend who can truly do that for you. But that's also something therapists can do as well. And we all need that validation from time to time. Like, there is power behind validating other people. And it's normal to need that from time to time as well. But besides having a safe space to go to, it also just gives you opportunities to learn new skills that maybe you didn't already have in your toolbox. So like different things that you could gain tool-wise from a therapist would be like improving your communication skills, or maybe learning more like mindfulness techniques to help ground yourself, or maybe developing like coping strategies or problem-solving skills. Like, you can't get that stuff or those skills from just anybody. So that's another plus of seeing a therapist. And then besides learning skills, like I mentioned before, that also leads to, like, learning those skills also leads to having improved relationships in your life. And I just want you to be completely honest with yourself. We could all use improved relationships in at least one area of our life, right? I mean, I know I can. Like, I'll be the first to admit, like, not every friendship in my life is where I'd like it to be. So we all have skills we could use to help improve certain relationships in our life. Just be honest with yourself. That's normal. We all could say that, whether it be a family relationship, a friend relationship, a colleague relationship, a children and parent relationship. Like, we all have at least one, probably more though, relationships in our life that could use improvement. And that happens from gaining skills from a therapist or a counselor that you can't get from just anywhere. So there's even a lot with that. And then, you know, there's other benefits too that we can get from therapy. Myself as a therapist, I take a very holistic approach. So when you come to me, I'm not just looking at your mental health solely. I really take a whole body health approach. Let's talk about your physical health habits. Let's talk about your emotional health habits. Let's talk about your spiritual health, your mindset. Let's look at it all, because it all impacts each other. And I know, like, not all therapists take that standpoint, but most I feel do. And so going to somebody who looks at the whole self rather than just your physical health or just your emotional health or just your spiritual health, there's a ton of power in that as well. So I just feel like that's really important to touch on, because you can't take that for granted. That is an amazing service if you can have time, 1 hour out of your week, to focus on the whole part of you. How cool is that? How cool is that? That's so powerful. The last thing I want to say about this, and then I will wrap up and let you guys go, is that therapy is not a short-term fix, okay? So typically going to therapy is not going to solve your problem quickly, or at least most therapists, it won't. Maybe day-to-day problems, yes, but if we're going to work through trauma, if we're going to improve relationships, it takes time to work through those things. So you have to be willing to invest the time into it, and also just be okay with the fact that it's not going to be a quick fix. And just telling yourself, like, I'm fine with that. It just feels good to know that I'm bettering myself. And it does. That's literally my self-talk. Sometimes I would leave sessions, I didn't really feel like I moved the needle much today. But then I'd walk out of other sessions and I'd be like, holy shit. A lot of aha moments coming out of there today. So, you know, it all balances out in the end. But you have to be willing to put the time in. Invest the time in yourself. Give yourself that hour each week or every other week or once a month, whatever it is you feel you need to invest in bettering yourself. And besides the fact that it's not a short-term fix, there are a ton of long-term benefits from going to therapy. Just off the top of my head, like improved self-esteem, feeling more confident in yourself. A big one is building up your resiliency. That is huge. That was huge for me personally. And just improving your well-being over time. And who, like, we all could use that. Who could not benefit from building your resiliency and building your well-being and building up your confidence? We can all benefit from that. So I'm going to wrap this up, but I just hope today's episode hit home for you. I'm not saying all of this so that you quickly pick up the phone and schedule a therapy session with a nearby therapist. That's not why I'm doing this. I really just wanted to do this because I want you all to understand the true differences between support that we get from loved ones and friends versus support you can get from a therapist. I just wanted to dispel that because I feel like there is a lot of misconceptions around it. I've heard it come up in conversations with friends before and with relatives, and I just felt like this needs to be put out there. So I hope it hits home for you. I know I've said this before, but again, if there's anything that I said today that you're just like, wow, I needed to hear this, reach out to me, DM me, whatever it needs to be. I love hearing from my listeners and I love feedback too. So if there's any feedback you want to give me too, I'm open to it. It's fine. You're not going to hurt my feelings, but don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And more than likely, if you do, I will give you a shout out in my next episode. So have a great Easter weekend, and I look forward to doing my next episode. Thank you so much for listening to us. It means so much to me. If there were any aha moments or anything that really resonated with you on today's episode, then please take a minute and share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you. Also, if you could, please rate and review the podcast as it is new, and that really helps to get the word out there more and reach even more listeners. I'll catch you on the next episode.